This is Pastor Gordon on our Monday Morning Motivations. I pray that you are motivated for another day in Jesus Christ. The Lord is worthy. He's in control. He's full of power. He loves us. He's already prepared and ordered our steps. Be still and know that he is God. This morning, we're back in Ephesians chapter 3. And in verse 15 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, it says that he would, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And then Paul goes on to say that he would, and I want you to see this, grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, kratos, as bulldozer might, by the Spirit in the inner man. Now, when we look at this, we see this matter of dependence upon God. And we could talk about this all year. We are not as dependent upon the Spirit of God as we think we are. We say it in some areas, we live it, but in most areas, we don't do it. Dependence upon God means that you and I are out of the picture. I'm depending on God to help facilitate and fix my marriage. I'm dependent on God to help me with my kids. I'm dependent on God, amen, for my wisdom and my walk and my love to one another. I am fully dependent upon God. And so Paul deals with this matter of dependence that Christ may, now listen, that he may grant you, verse 16, according to the riches of his glory. We have rags. He's got riches. This is why we cannot depend on ourselves, because our dependencies on ourselves is a bunch of rags. It's not glory. To be strengthened with might. I need to be strengthened with might. My dependence on God is that God needs to increase my dependence upon him by his Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, in the inner man. The inner man is where all decisions are made. The inner man is where my conflict is, and I'm trying to navigate through each day of my life. So the key word here is dependence. We need to totally depend on him. And in order to do that, we have to not depend on ourselves. So this day, our motivation is full dependence. Full dependence on him for our joy, full dependence on him for our direction, full dependence on him for the healing of our hurts. Lord God, I'm incomplete without you, and I need your full dependence. The next D that he deals with in verse 17 is that Christ may dwell, that he may live, he may be at home in your hearts. Now, this is going to get real involved. Is Christ really at home in your hearts? Can he say that he's comfortable? He's sitting on a couch. He's got some iced tea. He feels good about dwelling with you. And most of the time, the answer is no. There are things that we don't make Christ feel at home in. Listen, in our hearts. Sometimes our hearts are wickedly deceitful. They're darkened. Amen. They're selfish. They're self-centered. That Christ, here's the dwelling part, may dwell in your hearts by faith. So it is by faith. It is by faith, that God, I want you to run my life, rule my decisions. Lord God, I want you to restore me while I'm hurting. I want you to dwell in me, in my heart, as I believe by faith. And so next time we'll pick up with this matter of dependence and then God dwelling in us, which will ultimately lead us to a definition of deliverance. God bless you. Pastor loves you. Have a great day. And listen, as we close, fully depend on him, let go of yourself, and then let him dwell in your hearts by faith. God bless you. Have a great day.